Christian Lacroix, the brand, has finally found a buyer, and with the blessing of its namesake, and with the news of Sociedad Textil Lonia acquiring the house, I wanted to look back on what went wrong the first time. So when Christian Lacroix launched his fashion house in 1987, the fashion world believed they had found their next messiah. His extravagant designs, rooted in his love of history and the arts, stunned audiences. His first couture show was met with flowers thrown onto the runway, and global fashion editors hailed him as a genius. But what happens when brilliance meets the harsh realities of business? Lacroix's rise was rapid. Backed by Bernard Arnault, Lacroix's brand debuted with $40 million in funding. His poof scarves defined an era, and he dressed royalty, celebrities, and the elite. However, there was just one problem. Lacroix was a couture visionary, but couture doesn't really make money and pay the bills. The real revenue in fashion comes from accessories, fragrances, and ready-to-wear lines. And his early ventures, like his first perfume, C'est la vie, and diffusion lines, flopped financially. Behind the glittering runways, the cracks began to show. While Lacroix was celebrated artistically, his brand never turned a profit. Over 18 years under LVMH, and the house burned through an estimated $150 million. Lacroix's frustration grew as he watched newer designers like John Galliano and Marc Jacobs thrive under LVMH's resources while his own brand struggled. Arnault, not wanting to play patron of the arts, eventually sold the brand to the Fallot Group in 2005, and instead of the promised reinvention, the American owners focused on licensing deals, using the Lacroix name on sunglasses, perfumes, and even dog food bowls. Lacroix himself felt like a bystander as his name became a commodity. But still, he labored on, and although his fall 2009 collection was highly praised and secured a large order from Barney's, it was never produced, nor was his cruise collection. In fact, the label could barely even fulfill orders for the January couture collection, relying on loyal clients who paid upfront to cover the cost of materials. Lacroix even admitted struggling to make the dresses for the billionaire Safra family wedding. In 2009, amidst the global financial crisis, the House of Lacroix filed for bankruptcy. Over 100 employees were let go, and the designer staged what was likely his final couture show. Models were only paid 50 euros, the bare minimum required by French law, and instead of the vibrant, whimsical pieces he was known for, the collection was simple and somber. Critics wept. That September, Lacroix found out he himself had been let go. He described the experience as being no longer part of his own name. But Lacroix wasn't finished. Post-bankruptcy, he pivoted to designing for theaters, opera stages, and even public transport like a tramline in Montpellier. He even made a runway comeback in September 2019, invited by Dries Van Noten to collaborate on a jointly designed collection. And while his couture dreams dissolved, Lacroix found new ways to channel his creativity, all while watching his namesake label grow through licenses from afar. His story, though, isn't just about failure. It's about how even the brightest stars need more than talent to survive in a commercial world. Fashion, after all, isn't art, it's a business. And who knows, maybe the third buyer is the charm?